shout to Jesus. Can you thank Jesus? And can you do that with a shout? Do we believe that God has done great and mighty things in our midst? Do you believe it? If you believe it, you will shout. What do you do? What do you do? If you have been set free, what do? You rejoice. So can I help people rejoice? You don't rejoice on one spot. You don't rejoice on one spot. You don't rejoice on one spot. You rejoice. You don't rejoice on one spot. Can you rejoice? Deliverance has come to us. Can you rejoice? Salvation has come to us. Can you rejoice? Healing has come to us. Can you rejoice? The word of the Lord has come to us. Can you rejoice? The voice of the Lord has come to us. Can you rejoice? The voice of rejoicing has come to us. Can you rejoice? The voice of the bride and the bridegroom, can you rejoice? We are set free. He who the Son set free is free indeed. He who the Son set free is free indeed. I want to see people in this room that are free indeed. Listen, it is indeed in doing, in doing, in doing. So indeed, can you be free? Can you give Jesus a reckless abandon, praise and worship? Praise, give it to Jesus. Reckless abandon, give it. Lift your shout, lift your hands, lift your noise to your Maker. He who the Son set free is free indeed. He's free indeed. Rejoice, 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 rejoice. Rejoicing. I have not seen crazy rejoicing. This room is too big. This room is too big. Hey, Anos. Hey, Anos. Hey, ay, 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 ay. Let me teach you a song. It says, faithful God, you never fail. You never fail. Your word remains. Holy God, you never change. You never change. You stay the same. So faithful God, you never change. You never fail. your word remain. Holy God, you never change. You never change. You say it so. When I remember his promises, I dance.
Hallelujah.
I dance.
Hallelujah.
I dance.
Hallelujah.
I dance.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I will jump.
Hallelujah.
I will jump.
Hallelujah.
I will jump.
Hallelujah.
I will jump.
Hallelujah.
He said, rejoicing, your shout is based on the promises of God. So if you take anything from here, go back to the word of God. Our dance is not for our enjoyment. It's not for us to lose weight. When you remember the promises of God, the Bible says with joy we draw out of the well of salvation. I don't understand who else can promise you, but when God promises you, when he promised that in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. This is why we shout. You were just praying prayers. You know, there's a way we understand deliverers to be in Nigeria. You know, everybody must do like this. It's not always like that. Everybody must not foam in the mouth. Your words are powerful. The kingdom of God is built with words. The kingdom of darkness, they also use word. I said, I saw on social media some men in Mecca, they were wearing white and they were declaring that they want Tinubu for president. Did you see it? We think that prayer is unique to us. We think that fasting is unique to us. It's not. The kingdom of darkness, they fast and pray. When they want to do you harm, they use their words. They were shouting, we want Tinubu for president. They know what they are doing. So you too, you better know what you are doing. Begin to use your mouth to build your life, build your nation, build the country. Our words are powerful. If two of us shall agree concerning a thing, it shall be established. We are not mere people. We carry the power of God. When we are born again and we have received the Holy Ghost, we can speak and it is done. We can command and it will stand fast because we have that ability, because God has given it to us. So please go with this understanding. With this knowledge, we have not gathered in vain. How many of you believe that? We have not gathered in vain. God knows how to yoke people for his assignment, even the unlikely people. You don't even have to be best of friends for God to yoke you to do his work. How much more if you are? So can you lift your hands again and just thank Jesus? The new Nigeria starts with you and I. You leave this room doing, being a new man, not a religious man or woman. Not a man or woman that won't listen, that won't read their Bible, but only listen to Papa and Mama. But you begin to read your Bible. You begin to understand what the word of God says. You begin to understand it. And over you I decree, I say shalom. Shalom. Jehovah. Going on in Sokoto right now. Do you know that? Do you know they're burning churches? Because the truth is not really what they want you to know. There is another agenda. They're burning churches, burning businesses. I mean, isn't it interesting? We are here declaring and decreeing the counsel of God, and a riot is going on there. Let me tell you, it is part of the opening of the wounds. It must be opened so that we'll be well healed before they are sealed back. And that's why the Lord took us back to his word. Who are those that will enjoy the new Nigeria? Those that are with him. If you're not with him, it's the time to be on his side, because you can be swept away. Do you understand me? You can be. So be on his side so that you'll be safe. Right? We will see more of things like that. And this is the reason, is because we are at the end of this circle, and the devil is trying everything possible. It's exactly what he did with Jesus when he thought that, you know, let me just do the last thing by killing him. But he didn't know that he was actually making him. That's exactly what's happening to us. The devil is raging crazily because he knows his time is up. And he's defeated. He's a defeated foe. And so he's trying everything. So if tomorrow you see more rumblings, don't say our prayer is not answered. If tomorrow you see more chaos, do not say our prayer is not answered. If tomorrow you see more fighting, do not say our prayer is not answered. Everybody is coming to a place of truth. Everybody is coming to a place of truth. Nigeria is coming to a place of truth. Nigeria is coming to that place. Whether they like it or not, we are coming to the place of truth. Righteousness will be exalted in this nation. Righteousness. So as you go, make this your declaration. Say shalom, 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 Jehovah, Jehovah, my peace. Say shalom, shalom, Jehovah. Through the fire, through the raging storm, we will not lose our peace. Through the valley, through the sweeping floods, we will not lose our peace. We will hold to it. And this is why. Nothing broken, nothing is missing, because God has it in control. I tell you, nothing broken, I ask, nothing is missing in your life, in our nation. God has it in control. Yeah. peace of the Lord over you. In your going out and in your coming in peace, you will not move at the wrong time. You will not move at the wrong time. The Lord will preserve you in your going out and in your coming in. You will not find yourself in the wrong place. The Lord will order your step. Nothing by the enemy shall hurt you. The peace of the Lord is upon you. The peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding is upon you. You carry that peace. And we pray over the people that have come to bless us. We pray the peace of the Lord over them. Peace of the Lord over them. While they are here, while they travel back, the peace of the Lord over them. In the name of Jesus, nothing is missing in their lives. Nothing is broken in their lives. They are protected. They are preserved. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus speaks for them. The blood of Jesus speaks for them. The blood of Jesus covers them. In the name of Jesus, there are no backlash because the blood speaks. In the name of Jesus, they go in peace. They go in peace. They came in peace. And they go back in peace. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We are not ungrateful people. We are grateful people. And we say we receive your word with thanksgiving. And everything that needs to be done, we will do by the grace of God. Because the ability is there. It is not of him that runneth or of him that willeth. It is of God that shows mercy and helps us. And we are going to see the mercy of the Lord in our land. In the name of Jesus. I think Prophetess Stephanie should say thank yous if she wants to. And if you don't want to say thank yous, we are done. Come say thank yous first. So we can be done. Oh, can you clap for her? Can we be grateful people? I'm speaking on behalf of Nigeria. Can we be grateful people?